All right, just a short one here. So as I was just saying, yeah, the movie kind of fails for me too. After I watched it, I was kind of upset. I gave it 2 stars on Letterboxd and said, you know, it doesn't really live up to any of that hype, because there was a lot of hype around this movie, mostly just based on what happened at Sundance and the big maybe it wasn't Sundance, whatever festival it premiered at. And there's a lot of argument during the Q&A. So there's a lot of hype around it. I was expecting it to be a little bit more affecting, a little stronger, and it wasn't. And I guess that's all I'm going to say. I don't really know where else to go with this film. I showed it to my sister and her husband. They kind of had the same thing, like, what the hell? How did this happen? But, you know, it happened. And I listened to a couple podcasts with Pat. Did I lose you? With Pat Healy, who plays the phone call, the caller, the bad guy, whatever, who I just want to say I thought was really good in the film in certain ways. You know, when he was, I got the feeling when he was telling them to do something, right? And it was the one moment where he asked her to describe her pubic hair or something like that. And he said, whatever, the fiance said something, and then the girl answered, no, it's shaved, it's just been a few days. And he told that to the guy on the phone, the guy playing the cop, and, you know, he smirked. And that wasn't the only time he did that. A lot of times I felt like he was giving us that I can't believe this is working look, right? Which, I don't know, added a certain element. Whether or not that's really true, based on the real true story, you know, whatever the guy's motives behind it were, in real life, I guess I thought that added a certain, somewhat interesting element. But all right, so that's it. That's all I'm gonna say. Let's get Arthur on the line here and see why he thinks it's 4.5 star worthy. Because I'm still struggling with it. I think I gave it 3.5 stars my last time I changed it. And I'm still kind of struggling with that. So, all right, Arthur, you're up. Brandon, you need to watch it. Jeff and Chris, I don't know where the hell you are. Jason, Adrian, I guess we're probably never going to get a boo from you, and that makes me sad. But all right, catch you later.